This is the Faith and Family column entitled On Holy Harvests and Chopsticks, written for us by Tim Brown, ELCA Director for Congregational Stewardship. One of my favorite Thanksgiving memories happened in Holy Surprise. I'd been called to my first parish in Chicago, and traveling to see family wouldn't be convenient. My wife and I decided to have a small, intimate Thanksgiving meal at our new apartment and following Jesus' invitation to be hospitable to our neighbors. And we invited two of our co-workers, both from China, and it would be their first Thanksgiving in the States, and we just didn't want to spend it alone. The thought of hosting guests new to our traditions and customs enlivened me, and despite our limited resources, we prepared a small turkey and spent hours watching YouTube videos on trussing it with stuffing, potatoes, green beans, and some traditional side dishes. We turned on the parade, made plans to watch football, and got out our fanciest dinnerware. When our guests arrived, they came bearing gift dishes of their own, wanting to add to the feast. To our very American offerings, we added short ribs, dumplings, and a wonderful dessert roll that towed the line between savory and sweet. As we sat down to dinner, after a very thankful grace, one of our guests picked up the fork and puzzled at it. "Would you like chopsticks?" I asked. "Do you have any?" she said with excitement. Away went our fancy flatware, and out came our ceramic chopsticks. That's Thanksgiving. We ate turkey and potatoes, ribs and dumplings with our chopsticks, laughing and giving thanks for the unique moment. And it remains one of my favorite memories and one of my most honest teaching moments in life. When someone wants to add to your family's feast, let them. When someone invites your family to a new way of hospitality, accept. That feast was, I think, as close to a Eucharist outside a congregation as I've ever had. And it was certainly sacred, if not sacramental. Here are some practices you might think about. Look up traditionally festive foods from other cultures or from your family's heritage. Include a dish or two at your Thanksgiving meal from cultures and discuss with your family the importance of learning about all of God's people around the world. You can ask everyone to give thanks for something different at their plate for the feast prayer. And you can honor those who grew the food, picked it, got it to the table. God's creative sustenance deserves an individual acknowledgement at least once a year. And you could talk with your family about how the Bible often uses agrarian language and images to show God's abundance. Discuss the idea that the miracle of seeds becoming food is a resurrection moment. The shoots burst from the ground to become a new creation, which we take in to become renewed ourselves.